USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Demands for tougher gun laws are getting louder in the wake of the recent mass shootings in three different states that have taken 34 lives. The brother of one of those killed in Dayton, Jeffrey Fudge, says someone should be held accountable.
When a young kid is able to get his hands on his dad's high-powered rifle, then they need to hold people accountable. And that's my thing, because guns don't shoot guns. People shoot guns.
President Trump will be visiting Dayton and El Paso, and protesters are expected. Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley says people in her town are not happy with Trump's visit.
He's made this bet, and he's got a lie in it. You know, he hasn't, you know, his rhetoric has been painful for many in our community, and I think that people should stand up and say they're not happy if they're not happy that he's coming.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. is still reeling after the three mass killings in the last 10 days. Investigations are ongoing in all three shootings. The FBI has opened a domestic terrorism case in the Gilroy Garlic Festival shooting, in which three people were killed. FBI Special Agent in Charge John Bennett says they found a target list compiled by the shooter.
They are religious, they are government, they are political parties, both sides of the house. So they're again, it's a fractured interest in targets.
They're also investigating the Dayton shooter, Connor Betts. His former girlfriend, Adelia Johnson, said he had some very deep-seated problems.
The first one was our very first date when he showed me the shooting of the synagogue, which was in the news. And then the second one was when he got super drunk and told me he wanted to hurt people. And then just overall, his daily drinking.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two of the country's largest newspapers are merging. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
In a deal announced early Monday, Gatehouse Media will buy Gannett, the owner of USA Today, and more than 100 other newspapers. Once the $1.4 billion transaction goes through, the new company, which will be called Gannett, will publish more than 260 dailies, as well as over 300 weekly publications. The merger is expected to be completed by the end of the year, and when it happens, it means the company will publish more than one-sixth of all the remaining daily newspapers in America. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
SpaceX has launched another satellite. The Amos 17 communications satellite for the Israeli company Spacecom launched from Florida despite unfavorable weather. The Falcon 9 rocket lifted off at 7:23, a half an hour later than originally scheduled due to earlier rain and clouds in the area. It was launched from Cape Canaveral. Spacecom calls the Amos 17 the most advanced satellite designed for Africa. It also will cover parts of Europe and the Middle East. The Israeli satellite, which was built by Boeing, deployed into orbit about 31 minutes after liftoff. On Thursday, the neighboring Launch Complex 41 is set up for an early morning launch, carrying a U.S. Air Force communications satellite atop a United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.